Today is Wednesday, January 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm going to start with just a tiny little bit of contact. Not really even contact. It was a message on... We're going to go to the Twitter and we're going to look and see who might have talked to us on Twitter. And when I say us, I mean me. By the way, if you want to respond to anything that I say on this lovely podcast, you can actually tweet me. It's at GeekyGayTV. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's how you can do that. And I also accept emails, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I also accept phone calls. And you can also call me at, I don't know, I'm really old. I can't even remember my own phone. And I say it at the end, but it's so ingrained in my brain at the end. It's 479-221-9393. So, but anyway, I'm going over to the Twitter right now, and so Baron Frosty says that he chews gum throughout the day to help him focus, and he also chews it when he's driving long distances and too tired to stay awake. Because this was not related to the podcast, but I'm just reading it because why not? I talked to him about the subscription I have for Altoids Mints, because I really like the Arctic. Arctic peppermint, and they come in a little rectangle. It's not the normal old fashioned rectangular box. It's a tall tin, so it's not flat rectangular. It's still a rectangle, but it's a tall rectangular. It's like a Tic Tac. It's like the shape of a Tic Tac container, except it's metal. So, and they feel so good in your mouth. When you breathe, you get this cooling sensation. So anyway, I don't even know if I responded to this one, but Nico says apparently a guy in Arkansas wants to come to California so that his husband can photograph him. And when John mentioned it to me, I joked that maybe in the middle of the pandemic wasn't the best time for Geeky Gay to fly out here for sexy photos. So, I mean, why not read just random tweets? It's contact, you know? Kathy Bacon talks about all of these different accounts she has, because I think this was related to the podcast. I think I'm getting to a tweet that's actually related to the podcast. Kathy Bacon said that she has all these different accounts that she segregates things into. And I do that as well. That's how I budget. I have an entertainment account. I have a long-term savings account. I have bill account. I have like day-to-day, just like, oh, I need to buy gas or whatever. I have an account for that. Although it's kind of weird because I do everything on a credit card and then every paycheck I pay it off. That way I get frequent flyer miles, but... So, you know, I can use the frequent flyer miles, and plus there are other benefits like free checked bags because, you know, with that airline. So I have a card that's with American Airlines, and I have another card that's with Delta. And Mark has a card that's with United. So between the two of us and those three airlines, a lot of times we can get our trips on at least the flight portion on frequent flyer miles. Although he saves his a lot to fly to the Philippines when he goes. And that takes a lot of points. So, but anyway, I put everything on the credit card, but then I pay it off. So I probably don't even need that extra account because I just pay everything out of the bill account. Anyway, but the one I was going to read, Gary told me to enjoy the cruise and that he's never been on one. Gary, you should go on a cruise. That, you know, there are cheap, especially because you live close to an ocean. So I would imagine it wouldn't be hard for you to drive to somewhere where a cruise ship docks. I don't know where the closest one would be to you, but I would imagine it's closer than me. I'm completely landlocked. No ocean near me at all. And you can, I mean, a couple hundred bucks and you can go on a Carnival cruise. So anyway, but thank you. I'm planning on enjoying it. I hope I do. So the one that I was trying to get to is from Scotty Lilossi Battler, who lives in Australia and often has a lot of birds around him for some reason. I don't know why, just a lot of birds. I don't know if they're just a lot of birds in Australia or if Scotty loves birds or like what the deal is, but has a lot of birds. And he says, what the hell is a PTO day? And he references the episode number 797. Is that some weird American thing for days to get your hair cut? You must have a good union. So there's so much to unpack in that tweet. So the spit valve factory, which is where I work, we make trumpet spit valves only. Not really, but that is the nickname for any new listeners. I don't know why I have to call this out. I don't give my actual company out because I don't want to get fired. And many podcasters, you know, obfuscate certain things about their, and I am so out there about my life. And you know, but I just thought, you know, I need to, at least when it comes to my work, I need to not mention them by name. So we had a little contest and I chose Spit Valve Factory because I'm a trumpet player. There you go. I believe it was Auntie Scott who won the contest. So anyway, PTO. The Spit Valve Factory does not have a union. And I feel like unions are more for, I guess I'm wrong, but I feel like in the U.S., most of our unions are either people who do contractor type work, like actors and writers and, you know, things in the movie industry or television industry where they're going from job to job to job. And so they need to collectively be able to bargain. And then the auto industry and then teachers. I know there's more like radio broadcasters, I think, but again, you're like a member, and even if you lose your job, you're a member and whatever. And then there are unions that are specific to, I guess, a certain company. I'm not sure of that. Actually, I need to read more about unions. But anyway, bottom line is we don't have a union. But I feel like the salary employees are less likely in the U.S. to be in a union. For whatever reason. I'm sure that's not true of everyone, but that's how I think it works. So there's that. The other thing to unpack is PTO. So what is PTO? The second thing is, no, they don't give me special days just to get my hair cut. But unfortunately, because my stylist is so in demand, and I have to drive so far, I'm having to take 5 of my paid time off days, which is what PTO stands for, in order to go get my hair cut. So the way it works is at my company, we switched to paid time off. And they lumped sick days, holiday days, and vacation days, and any personal time off days all into PTO. So at Christmas Day, for me, that is a PTO day. If I don't want to work on Christmas Day, if it's Monday through Friday, I have to use a PTO day. Now, because of that, I got a lot more paid days off than we were getting before when they switched to PTO. So I get 34 days a year, but that includes my sick days, holidays, and any personal time off and vacations, all of that lumped together. So, and I can carry over 5 days. So I always carry over. So I have about 39 days once I carry over my 5. So that's it. And that ate up the whole episode, ladies and gentlemen. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.